USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have had frank discussions. Biden adding he's confident imposing sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine would be effective. Biden adding,
it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine. I've already shipped over $600 million worth of sophisticated equipment, defensive equipment, to the Ukrainians. The cost of going into Ukraine in terms of physical loss of life for the Russians, they'll be able to prevail over time, but it's going to be heavy.
A new COVID relief bill may be attached to a larger budget measure by House Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters the COVID relief measure could be tagged as emergency spending. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is sticking to a long-held position regarding the filibuster.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and the victims of former school doctor Robert Anderson. Over 1,000 survivors will share a $490 million fund. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Some major international flights in the United States are being canceled on Wednesday. Emirates and Air India, among two of the bigger airlines that have announced they're canceling flights over concerns about the potential impact that 5G cell phone service could have on airplane technologies. On Tuesday, President Biden said his administration has been working with wireless carriers and airlines to chart a path forward for 5G deployment and aviation to safely coexist. Dennis Tazier is a pilot with American Airlines. He believes some of the steps being taken by the government and the wireless carriers are the correct ones.
Well, certainly the step forward, I think Delta mentioned that, is in the right direction, protecting some of our airports. Well, now we're looking at which airports. And I just received last night from American Airlines, for my aircraft, the 737, 25 pages about the potential effects of 5G interference to my aircraft. That's if I go into a 5G airport. So we're looking at what airports are protected and what airports are not.
A new poll from National School Choice Week found that 52% of parents have considered or are considering moving their children to new schools in the past year. Respondents citing education quality and COVID-based disruptions as the top reasons for their looking into a change in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.